Our God is a sign-giving God. Join Gloria Copeland and her guest Billy Brim today as they study what the Bible has to say about God's signs and appointed times. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Our friend Billy Brim is here. Billy and I began this teaching in December, but she wanted to wait till January to finish it because we didn't know what was going to happen. So we're actually not in January yet. We're taping early, but it's going to be aired in January. And so if something huge has happened and we didn't mention it, it wasn't because we didn't know about it when it happened. It was because we taped this early.
Right.
And we'll get it next time.
We were safe at our last teaching that we did in December because we looked at signs, God, signs, and appointed times,
yes,
and Bible prophecy.
That had been fulfilled.
And we looked at the ones already fulfilled,
right,
the ones that were talking about his first coming. But now we're going to be looking at signs of his second coming, and we're going to be looking at future things. Mm. And so
signs that concern us.
Signs that concern us. And so if something's happened that we don't know about, well, we
and
can just.
And it would be okay.
It would be okay.
If the rapture
had already come
and we were all gathered together in the great, wonderful, magnificent celebration up there in heaven.
Yes.
With all the church from all over the world. What a meeting that'll
be. You know, Gloria, that could very well happen this year.
It could
happen in the year 2008.
Yes.
All the signs are there. They really are. We're going to look at some signs that the Bible talks about. And they're there. There's not even anything more to be fulfilled in that. And so if he comes, if this program's on and we're among the missing,
yes,
well, we're going to be happy.
Yes, you call Kenneth Copeland Ministries, nobody answers. Or Billy Brim Ministries, and nobody answers. Repent! Get
right.
Things right.
Bless the Lord. But you know, I'm looking for him to come this year. Really. But if he doesn't, well, then I'll look for him to come next year and
that's
then
right.
next year. But Brother Oral Roberts said once that he's always looking for his appearing, always loving his appearing. Do you remember he said, I never start a sermon that I expect to finish when I'm preaching?
I don't remember that.
I heard him say that. He's that much looking for the
Praise
Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
And that's biblical.
Yeah.
Let's turn what the last page
All
of the
right.
book says. You always say in a debate or in a when they tell you how to preach, I don't know how to preach, but when they give you rules on how to preach.
You don't know the rules?
No, I don't know the rules, but they
You're
say.
You're a free spirit. We're free spirits.
But they say that what you want people to remember, you tell them last. So here's what the Lord told us last. Let's look at the last page of the book. Even if you don't know the books of the Bible, just turn the last page. Revelation 22:7.
Oh, I'm in the last page of the wrong covenant. I mean, the early covenant.
Over there in Malachi.
I'm behind time.
That's got good,
okay.
good signs, too.
Hold on. Just stop right there till I get my spot. I want to see this. Okay, I got it.
Now, I think this is very interesting. Very interesting. I hadn't noticed this before. Verse 6. We'll start there. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets
right.
sent his angel to show unto his servants the things that must shortly be done. You see, the Bible is a prophecy book, and the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy.
That's right.
Now, it says the Lord God of the holy prophets, taking you right back to those Old Testament prophets. Those Old Testament prophets, what they said, have to do with right today.
Amen.
And he calls himself the Lord God of the holy prophets. We're going to look at the scripture which tells us they are a light shining in a dark place. Now, this is the Lord speaking, verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. When he comes again, he's going to pass out job assignments for the future. I think I'll have a good one.
I'm sure you will.
I want one. Oh, so exciting,
but
widespread throughout the planets.
Have a lot of authority.
Ooh,
in your job.
I am, and he did not speak as a...
It's possible we could all be working for you.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
So we're going to treat you right.
But anyway, we'll just all have a good time. I know Ken is very futuristic-minded about those days and
yes,
times.
Yes.
And that's going to be real reality. It's prophetic.
Great.
What he said right here, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Now, in the King James Bible, it says, I am Alpha and Omega. He did not say that, I can guarantee you, because he didn't walk around speaking Greek. He walked around speaking Hebrew or Aramaic. And he would have said, I am the Aleph and I am the Tav, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. They say, come to the Lord. And then in verse 20, he which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. So we're supposed to be saying, come, Lord Jesus. Someone wrote me a note and they said, did he miss it? Well, of course, God never missed it. I come quickly. Well, now, when he spoke this to John the Revelator, it was the year 96 A.D. So it's less than 2,000 years. Now, according to Psalm and according to 2 Peter, the Bible says 1,000 years is as a day and a day is as 1,000 years. It's a little less than 2 days that he said this. So these are the 2 days that are considered the latter days that we talked about, mm-hmm. the days, the end of days. And at the beginning of those end of days, he told us to look for his coming 2 days and then the seventh day.
Well, that
would
be quickly with an eternal
look. It's quickly with an eternal look. And we've got to remember God is eternal.
That's right.
He is not bound and limited by time like we are.
That's right.
Now, since it says here that he says,
we notice that.
Yeah, we notice that. he's not even limited by gravity. You know?
That's true.
Just think about it. As we get older, gravity has its effect.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, moving right along. Bless the Lord. he said, I am the Aleph and I am the Tav. The Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Tav is the last letter. So they put it over in Greek because they're writing to the Greek world and, you know, mm-hmm. the world had been Hellenized. And this New Testament that we translated this from is Greek. I'm not so sure that there weren't some original transcripts somewhere that were either Hebrew or Aramaic. But what we know is the originals are Greek. And so they said Alpha and Omega. And in the King James Bible, they left that. But I know for sure, he did not say, I am the Aleph. And he did not say, I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. He said, I'm the Aleph and I'm the Tav. Now, those two letters, Aleph and Tav, ooh, glory. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. I'll try to show you
this. We're going to start at the beginning.
I try to show you this. Yeah, but we're going to leave this open here. I'll try to show you this in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. Now, God, he's eternal.
Mm-hmm.
It says in Isaiah 57:15, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity. God lives in eternity. He doesn't even live in time. He lives in eternity. He uses time. But he lives in eternity. I used to say, because I heard someone say, and it is true, that God knows the future better than we know the past. But the fact is, he's living in the future. He's already there. He's in eternity. Nothing you do surprises him.
Mm.
The fall of man didn't just surprise him. He already had it taken care of. There was a lamb slain before the foundation
That's
of the
true.
World.
That is very true.
So He doesn't move like we do in time, but he did create time. In the beginning, and it's introduced to us, time is introduced to us here in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, in the Hebrew, and I'll show you this in a chart. In the Hebrew, we have a word in the beginning. Bereshit, created, bara, Elohim, hashamayim, the heavens, and hash ha'aretz, the earth. But there's one word we don't have, We didn't translate it because we haven't got a word to translate it. And it is the little word et. And it is spelled Aleph Tav. Aleph Tav, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And it's just like our saying, A to Z. Mm-hmm. And so in the beginning, God created et, the heavens, and et, the earth. That means A to Z. In all the heavens of heavens, all there ever are, in all the earth, all there is, from the eeniest, weeniest little sea creature to the biggest, biggest whatever. He did it. He created it. Et, the heavens, and et, the earth. Now, here he is telling us in the last book of the Bible, I'm the Aleph. I'm the Tav. I'm everything in between.
Amen.
I am this et. Now, Hebrew lesson 2.
Okay, I'm listening.
You look on the page, you see an Aleph and you see a Tav. But this time, you don't pronounce it et. You change the vowel sound and you pronounce it ot. And this time, the meaning is sign. He even said, I'm the sign. You remember how in Isaiah 7:14 he says, ask us for a sign. He is the sign. And they're the signs of his coming. And God's a sign-giving God. And it's not wrong to want signs. It is wrong to pick up, you probably won't get judged for picking it up. But as you're going down the supermarket aisle, mm-hmm. and you see these tabloids, mm-hmm. and they say, signs of the ends of the world. Signs of the end of time. 2008. Nostradamus, what did he say? What signs does the Bible give? Even if it says what signs the Bible give, they don't know. I can guarantee you they don't know. You're going to have to go to someone that knows the Bible better to get the true signs of the times. But God is a sign-giving God. Now look at verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. That's going to be sun, moon, stars. To divide the day and the night.
Yeah.
Day and night are time words. And let them be for what? Signs. Signs in the heaven. And let them be for seasons and for days and years. Seasons, the word here is the Hebrew word moed. It means a fixed time. It means a fixed date. And God says he's going to have signs of fixed times and fixed dates. And we talked when we were here before about the star, which is one of these heavenly bodies that was a sign that came and stood over where the child laid. Mm-hmm. At the appointed time, the fullness of time, the Lord came forth, Jesus came forth, born of a virgin. So God is a sign-giving God, and he wants you to know about these signs and these times. When he was only God here, only God, and his eternal whatever he had, I don't know. He didn't have a need for time. Man is his need for time. Man is, I think if man didn't fall, we wouldn't even have time.
Probably
so much.
Not.
But man was going to fall.
Wouldn't need time.
No. And God needed time to deal with man and have appointed dates and times on the calendar of certain things he's
That's
going
right.
to do.
To redeem man.
To redeem man. He established it for his dealings with man and with this planet, with this earth. God is moving toward perfection. God is moving toward perfection on this earth. It's going to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as waters cover the sea. Oh. And man, even the three groups of men, he'll eventually, there won't be anything left but perfection. So he's moving toward that. I remember,
right.
and I tell this last time coming from Australia, the first time that I went there and crossed the international dateline. And the pilot said, we just crossed the international dateline. And I heard this. I didn't expect to hear it, but I heard it. God invented time purposefully, precisely, mathematically. God measured out a piece of eternity and called it time. For his dealings with mankind, each passing second counts off time until the end of time and its usefulness to God.
Praise God.
Now, we're not coming to the end of time right now. We're coming to the end of an age. There is going to be a time when there's time no more, but that's at least 1,000 years plus off in the future. So if you see signs on those tabloids that say, this is the end of time, 2008, the planet disappears, it all burns up, a comet comes.
Meteor's coming.
Warming, global warming. Well, the Bible does tell us that this atmosphere around us is like a tent.
That's right.
And that it's going to wear out like a garment. That means it gets holes in it. But he's going to fold it up and get it a new one. So Earth is going to be cleansed, but it's not going to be destroyed. Bless the Lord. Now, God wants you to know signs, and he wants you to know signs, what's going to happen right around the corner. And let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16 and verses 1 through 3. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, tempting him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather, for the sky is red and lowering. O you hypocrites! You can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? He's saying, you can discern natural signs, but you can't discern the spiritual signs. They were supposed to have been able to discern him and discern the signs of their visitation. There are other scriptures which say you should know the time of your visitation.
In other words, they should have known the fulfillment of the prophecy, like there's coming one of a virgin and different things about Jesus.
And you know,
the Messiah.
That is absolutely the truth. They're supposed to know, and you're supposed to know.
That's right.
What God is doing. How are you going to tell? You're not going to be able to tell any other way than Bible prophecy. But the Bible is from 1/4 to 1/3 prophecy. If it's 1/4, that means every fourth word is prophetic. If it's 1/3, every third word is prophetic. Now, he's saying to them, you should know. Now, these same people, someone came to him. You know, they watched his signs and his wonders.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the signs. He performed signs and wonders. And someone said, well, you know, he's this and he's that. And they said, oh, no, he can't be, because the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem. And it says that in the Bible. But he was born in Bethlehem. But they didn't check it out enough to find out that he was born in Bethlehem. They knew he was from Galilee. He's always from Galilee, you know. Someone said, and the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem. Well, if they'd done a little checking, they could have found out. I'm sure somebody still remembered those entourages of the Magi that came. I'm sure they still remembered the shepherd's story and the stars. And so you're going to have to do a little bit more than just skim along on the surface and buy a little tabloid to find out what the signs of the times are and what's going to happen. What's going to happen in Russia? What's going to happen in Iran? What's going to happen in Israel? You're going to have to dig a little bit into Bible prophecy, whether you want to or whether you don't, because that's how God works. Let's look what Jesus said in John 14:29. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, and here's how prophecy works with God. How do we know the Bible is true? He prophesies and predicts and predicts and predicts, and it comes to pass. John 14:29. And now I have told you, Jesus said, before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you may believe. That's how God works. Mm-hmm. That's how prophecy works.
That's right.
And let's look at that in the Old Testament. I think these are like the golden texts of prophecy. God's meaning in prophecy. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 41. We'll start with verse 8. Now, he's going to be talking to Israel, and he's going to be talking to Jacob, because Israel is the sign of Bible prophecy. We're going to look at that later in the week, and we're going to see how to watch Israel this year in 2008. But God the Father is speaking through Isaiah in chapter 41, verse 8. But thou, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, whom I've taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof. Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Now, he's talking to Israel. He's talking to Jacob. He's not talking to the church. He's like this, but this is spoken to them. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Whoever strives with Israel is going to perish. You're going to see some of that in 2008. There will be judgments upon people. There will be judgments upon nations who do not work with God's plan. You will at least see the beginnings of them, and you may see the fulfillment of some of them. Verse 12, thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Who? Those who opposed Israel. Those who were incensed against Israel. Them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught.
That sounds like nuclear.
I know of a few countries that have been threatening to wipe Israel off the map.
My.
You can watch it this year. If they try, they'll be as naught.
That would be being wiped off the map.
That would be being wiped off the map by something more powerful than nuclear. Verse 22. Let them bring forth who? These who are incensed against Israel. Let them bring forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know you are gods. These who are incensed against Israel, all right, you tell us what the future is going to be, then we'll know you're God. This is God telling us that the litmus test for being God, his litmus test of his own self, is that he tells us from the beginning what's going to happen in the end. And if they can't really do that, then you have to go to the Most High God, who can. Don't look in the tabloids. Don't go to a palm reader. You have to go to the Most High God. They can't tell you. Look at verse 26. He's the God who hath declared from the beginning that you may know, and aforetime that you may say, he is righteous. God tells us the end from the beginning. Look at chapter 42. Thus saith the God, the Lord, he that created the heavens. He is the creator, and the creator is the one who says how things are going to be. And here's what he says in verse 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. We're going to look this week at what he said would happen before they spring forth. And it will be what he said and no other way.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, we're out of time.
Billy and I'll be right back.
In all of the earth, from every land across every continent, God has put his unique mark on only one place. He has specially chosen only one land. The land is Israel, the people are the Jews, and the promise is an eternal covenant. Israel, the people, the land, and the promise is a unique video documentary that will take you on a journey of discovery to the land of Israel. With Dr. Billy Brim as your teacher and guide, you'll learn why Israel is like no other place in the world, why today it remains at the center of the world's attention, why thousands of years of biblical and world history can be found in Israel, what mysteries and biblical prophecies are unfolding in this land of promise, and why God has specially chosen the Jewish people. Your journey of a lifetime begins today. Unlock the secrets of God's ancient land. Israel, the people, the land, the promise. To request your copy of Israel, the people, the land, the promise, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. The cost for this eye-opening DVD by Billy Brim is just $30. To request your copy by phone, call us toll-free, 800-575-4455, or write to us at Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Don't miss your opportunity to have this powerful documentary. Order Israel, the people, the land, the promise, today.
We have a great offer, a DVD that Billy has done, her ministry's done, a documentary about Israel, the people, the land, and the promise. The promise that God's given them about the land. It's going to be great. You'll enjoy it. And, of course, it'll be very scriptural. And, you know, everybody needs to know this, because we need to know that we need to know what side to be on. We're for Israel, and they get the land. Hallelujah. So we want you to have that. I'm impressed now to pray over you, and Billy and I'll pray over you and your year.
Yes.
Father,
yes,
we
yes,
just
yes.
thank you for every Lord person God. Listening today. Lord, we bring them up to you. You know, we know you know right where they are. Oh. We know
that you know the plans that you have for them, plans for good and plans for blessing. Now, Father, Billy and I are praying, and we're agreeing that every person watching this broadcast today will hear from heaven what to do in this year. We'll hear it, and we pray for ourselves, Lord. We'll hear it, and we'll do it in Jesus' name. Whatever you tell us to do, Lord, we believe and agree for hearing ears, obedient lives, and we give you all the praise. And we thank you that the blessing is upon us because we walk with you, we obey you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, we agree, we all agree, as touching this, that good shall be ours in this year. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a good thing to do to start it off well in March 6th, the 8th, is come to Branson, Missouri to the meeting we have there. This is one of the best meetings we have all year, Faith Life Church, where Keith and Phyllis Moore pastor. It is a marvelous place. They have a new building. They have more room. And so you come. Some people, you know, it's been such a great meeting. Sometimes people couldn't get in the old building. But this year, we have a bigger building. We'll be having, we'll have service Thursday night through Saturday night. We'll have healing school Saturday morning. This year, we've been having healing school for 30 years. Hallelujah. So many people have been healed and blessed. And we give God all the glory. Hallelujah. So come, be with us. I mean, you know, if you want to change, you have to make a change. And if you want to grow, you've got to hear the Word of God. This is Gloria and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org. or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
Brother Copeland really helped us, and Gloria has helped us to feel very encouraged in our faith because we found out we are somebody. We know who we are in Christ now.
It raises your expectancy because you just know when you're all in one accord, God's here and there's going to be something awesome that's going to happen.
So like Brother Copeland, the message that he has is, it's for now. It's not just what's going to happen, but it's what God is doing today.
You can be set free from bondages, addictions, and it's just a good place to come and get to know the Lord.
Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.